fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Morning, it is Miller's Mission. We're joined by Rob and Aaron from Team Mazda, Team Subaru, on the Boulevard. Gentlemen, I've talked about you many times this week, and just want to appreciate your support and what you all have done for us here. Right now, we're probably at about 270 turkeys. We have much more to go. And as I've said, we couldn't do this without you guys, because I came to you guys last year. You said, hey, let's get involved. Let's be an active part of the community. And your efforts are paying off today, so thank you to you both.
Yeah, you're welcome. The cause is easy, for sure.
And there's a TC there who probably is going to say something funny about me in a minute. But anyway.
It's great being out here. I mean, a guy pulls up from his own business, pulls up, unloads a bunch of turkeys in your basket, jumps back in the truck, takes off. Had a lady just drop off about 10 bags of clothes. So it's cool to see the support.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
yeah, where
cool.
Were you guys at 5 in the morning?
Well, we were thinking about you. We were getting ready. You know, it takes a little time to get this ready.
I'm with you. What does it mean to help out the community? I mean, obviously, you guys are in business to sell cars, to help people get to and from work and have fun. But this is above and beyond. All right, don't be shy here.
I think for us, it's, you know, we really try to give back to the people that take care of our family, which is our own families and our work family.
Yeah.
We've been blessed with successful business, and it's due to the people, the same people that are helping you. And any time that we can give back to those people that take care of us, we try to take the opportunity.
Yeah, and I met the Reverend last year, and you know what they do for this community, and the fact that they take zero government support. You know, they turn it away. They we've got to be there for this cause.
And certainly, you see the lives that have been changed. We've been hearing about them all week. We get ready for Thanksgiving, and what stories of inspiration that they've shared with us today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine. You know, we're all, you know, in obviously you're not in the warmest place for this week, but we've all got warmth, and you see those people on the street, and man, my heart goes out to them, and they do. This organization has, you know, such a great reach in the community. You know, they bring in people of all ages, all gender, and it, you know, they just take care of people. You know, and like I was telling you last time, we do some things with dogs and cats, and we do some things with, you know, different things. But man, this is really taking care of people. I see you marking down some more turkeys.
More turkeys are coming in. Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
You know, the turkey tally, if you will.
Uh-huh. That's outstanding.
Brought to you by Team Subaru. Go Team Save Money.
There it is.
There we call.
There
That's
it. Is. There it is. Nice job.
There we go. Content marketing. But, you know, again, we can only talk about this again and again, and I can't thank you enough. And I've told people, I mean, A, you sponsor this program. Without you guys, we couldn't do it. You believe in it. You talk about, you know, the community. What would you like to see as far as making the community better?
Well, I think it begins with people. You know, it begins with the connection that we all have to giving. You know, and I go to a Methodist church downtown. I'm going to meet you on Thanksgiving. The conversation is about those that need things and that don't get what they need. And like Aaron said, you know, we've got a successful business. We're able to feed our families. We're able to provide for their college and those things. But there's so many people out there that don't have that.
And I think it's just, you know, people we take for granted. Like, you know, I go get in the car. Oh, man, I didn't start my car. It's cold today. It's like that every day for these people. And just there's been people drive by that just drop off a turkey. And you know, it's not the big, you know, $10,000 donations. It's the simple donations that 10,000 people do, just the little things that would make a huge difference. And I think sometimes people, It's such a big, daunting task, but it's like eating an elephant. Rob, how do you do that?
One bite at a time.
Yeah. It's just everybody doing their part and giving
you,
a little bit.
You guys
bit.
Should have your own show. You got a lot of chemistry here.
We're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. Right after you.
Oh, well, bless you. Hello, Gene. Good to see you. Thank you, our great friend Gene from CUNA, who has donated so much and contributes to the program all the time. Anything else that you two would like to say today?
You know, the other thing I was going to allude to was the, you know, often we have problems, and those are rich people problems. You know, I my fridge is so full I can't put something else in it. That's a rich person problem, right? We complain about a lot of things. You know, my like he said, you know, the car in the morning, it's my car's so cold I didn't start it before. That's rich people problems. You know, these people don't have any money, and they really need our help. So if you're out there and you're listening, do something different today, and the Boise Rescue Mission needs your help, and Kevin's here. He's at the Garrity on Walmart, Garrity Walmart, and he's been here all week.
Saturday at 6, uh-huh. For good time. See uh-huh. Kevin, yeah.
Come and see Kevin.
Great times. Got any specials going on you want to talk about?
It's all about you right now, Kevin.
Turkey's 86 cents a pound. 86 cents a pound, folks.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you both very much. If you could hang out for a couple minutes, we'll continue on. But
love to.
Okay, fair enough. 811 at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO. We are taking your calls about the big announcement last night.
If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
What the president has said, okay, the system is broken, so I'm going to go break it some more. And I'm going to move us further away from the rule of law instead of complying with the rule of law.
Well, the critics are going to call it amnesty. But as Senator Rubio has reminded us, doing nothing, leaving the current system in place, is amnesty. What the president is calling for is accountability.
I continue to believe that the best way to solve this problem is by working together to pass that kind of common sense law. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just.
All I heard was contempt for the American people, as though he thought we were so stupid that somehow he could say that his illegal actions were legal and we would all turn over and roll over and believe it.
If we had it our way, President Obama would be signing a comprehensive immigration bill into law instead of an executive action. But we can't sit idly by waiting for Republicans to act while homes are being broken up all across this nation.
To those who are broken into, let's go to Walt in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning. I hope you're staying warm anyway.
Just thoughts of you keeping warm, Walt.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, I want to make a shout-out to our mayor's office in Napa. There's a young lady there who is the mayor's assistant, and she knows who she is. And if you want something done, that's who you want to talk to. Called her up about getting our street sanded, and son of a gun, she's been sanded twice this week. So,
well, that's reassuring.
She sounds like the power behind the throne, so to speak. Now, you've been basically promoting homeless shelters in Boise, but I'd like to speak about the women's and children's shelter in Napa.
Actually, Walt, it's the same thing. It's the same group.
Is it the same group?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I thought I don't know anything about them other than the fact that they can take donations.
Right, it's for the Lighthouse Rescue Ministries and the Women and Children's Shelter here in Napa.
Oh, okay. Now, about our Muslim terrorist president.
Oh, we're all full of love and happiness today, yes.
Yes, just full of it. He wants a, shall we say, some sort of a racial war in the country. And he may very well get it, because there's enough people upset. And if our milquetoast Congress people don't get busy and do something about this guy, President Joe Biden sounds pretty good about now. And I think our Congress is sworn in on, what, January the 3rd, towards somewhere along in there. So the next day they should bring forth articles of impeachment, get rid of this guy, send him back to wherever he really came from.
Well, great point. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Kevin. Liberal Steve. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you've heard that the United States government and the people of America are going to remove the letter O from the alphabet because they realize it's just meaningless and they're tired of hearing it. Anyway, shame on all your callers today that degraded President of the United States. Shame on them, period. Whenever he takes action, because the wimps don't step up, do their job, put a bill into place. One thing I can say for Bush, he tried to get it into place, too.
And you know what happened? The people said no.
Well, he asked for another one. Then the war broke out. He did the right thing. He's bringing families together all over America.
Who did the right thing, President Bush or President Obama?
Both. Obama did the right thing by putting it to pen.
By breaking the law.
Oh, come on. You listen to
lawbreaker like you would like certainly like that. Anarchy rules.
Talking about the Bill of Rights and all this. Pa, pa, pa. It's always the same blah, blah, blah. Come on. You know that it's going to stay in place, and it's not going away. And the billionaires that...
You know something? I'm glad you weren't around during the founding of the Republic.
Well, you're lucky I wasn't, because things would have even been more liberal. It's like Reagan said, tear down this wall. People are people, families.
You know,
you have
flustered me so much I have no response for you.
All you guys worry about is the thugs.
All we worry about is the law, sir.
They're cutting off heads, all this baloney, simony, tatoni.
Jabroni, thanks for the call. It is 816 580 KIDO. Time for traffic. Good morning.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway. Thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, again, thanks to our friends at Team Mazda, Team Subaru, for their generous donations. Coming up, we've got some young men here that have been so tirelessly out in the cold waiting to talk to us. We do appreciate that. And our friend Leo from the Rescue Mission is here to introduce him. Go ahead, Leo.
Well, I've got Art Jones here. He's our Veteran of the Year for the River of Life Rescue Mission. And I've also got Jared Boschultz. He went through our program, and now he is working for the Rescue Mission with people that are currently in the program.
I remember, and when Leo says, you need to get these guys on, I listen.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We appreciate you, brother.
Oh, thank you. You know, you could have always gone in the store. You didn't have to. I mean, you're a trooper out here in the cold.
Not as much as you.
Well, I got more insulation, brother.
That's true.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate that. Tell us about your story, sir. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. What do you want me to say?
Well,
I'm a Vietnam vet.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service.
You're quite welcome.
A Marine.
Okay, guys, focus on the radio. What brought you to the mission?
I became homeless back in 2000 and moved from Emmett down here to Boise. There's no working up in Emmett, and lost my house up there. Moved down here to Boise and lost my apartment down in Boise. So I first got introduced to the mission back in 2000. And then throughout time, I guess I did good for like 9 years and then fell into hard times again. I'm a recovering alcoholic addict. This time when I went back to the mission, I knew it would be a safe haven for me. Even though they don't really enforce the no drinking. But you know when you go there, you can't drink. You're not supposed to drink there. I knew it was safe for me.
Sure.
I'm very blessed because the mission let me stay there as long as they did. I got my head back together. I was able to save up some money. Now I have my own place. I'm truly blessed. If it wasn't for the mission, I'd be sleeping out in the cold. And nobody likes the cold like that. The few rules they have are very easy to live by. And if you get along, you have to be able to get along with people, especially down in A-Dorm, where the main general population is.
Right, exactly.
But it is a good place. I'm blessed because they let me stay there.
Well, and we're blessed to have you. And like we said, we want to thank everybody for coming out and donating. Now, we've talked before, have we not, sir?
Yeah.
All right. I can remember when you were there, and I said, this young man has a lot of charisma and dynamic. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, I came to the Boise Rescue Mission December 2nd of 2002, and I really just believed that that was the place that I was going to find the foundation that I need to have a life change. In the past, I was a drug dealer, a manufacturer of methamphetamines. I'm a two-time felon, but thanks be to Jesus, he changed my life, set me free, made me a different person, and I can give great thanks to God for the Boise Rescue Mission, because that place helped me to really stay out of the place where I was before, with the old friends and the old ways, and just draw near to God.
You describe a life that most of us just read about or see about, and then some people are affected by that. Tell us about the world you were in and the world you're in now.
Well, back then it was really, moment by moment, wondering when the end's going to happen, but sort of at the same time thinking you're invincible, you know, like the police can't touch me, you know, like, you get really paranoid and believe that the police are watching and cameras are all over the place. And I'm thankful that I've been pulled over a few times since, and I don't have nothing to worry about now. You know, I'm just thankful that I used to tremble when a police officer got behind me. But today, in this new life that Jesus gave me, I don't have to worry about anything because God's with me and he's given me a new life with new desires, and I'm thankful for that.
What do you want to say to people that might be in the same similar path you were in to bring them to God?
Well, the thing I could say is no matter how dark this situation, no matter how dismal, no matter how much despair is coming in on every side, there is a light, and that light is Jesus Christ, and he can change anything. I mean, if he changed me, he can change anything.
Well, thank you, and thanks for being patient. I know it was cold. I know it was cold. Thank you. Thank you both. All right, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We continue on. Let's go to the phones, and let's start with, take a look. Russell and Cuna at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you very much. That was such a beautiful testimony that man gave. Very inspirational. Kevin, I, too, get loss of for words when I talk to some people that go on emotion rather than the rule of law, as you've heard this morning. But I've got to say those same people would be crying foul if all of a sudden the powers that this president has taken upon himself were given to a conservative. I believe that they would be protesting that more vehemently than what they're doing now.
All right, Russell, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to Gene and Cuna that not only tried to call but tried to stop by, and he's back on the phone. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. I just wanted to kind of respond to Mr. Liberal Steve there about, going on and on and on about how this president and everything, what he's doing, what he's not doing. You know, Kevin, laws are put in place for a purpose. They're put there for a reason. And when a president starts riding roughshod above the law and dismissing the laws because he thinks he's the most important person on earth, and, you know, in the earthly terms, maybe he is, but in spiritual terms, he's low, low on the totem pole, and you and I both know that, because so are we, but we just try to plug along and help as many as we can, and hopefully the good seed will grow out of it, and others can gain help along the way. And the rescue mission is just doing such a wonderful job that I really wish I could do more to help them out. But maybe
you've done enough, old friend. Great job.
Yeah. Well, thank you, my friend. But getting back to this president, you know, he keeps overstepping his bounds time and time and time again. And it's like I say, you know, the laws are put in place for a reason. They're put there for a purpose to guide and govern, you know, the people of the United States of America. And when this guy starts writing law after law after law just to suit his own purpose, you know, where is it ever going to end? I mean, there's so many laws on the books now that I don't think law enforcement as a whole could ever keep up with them. There's just no way. I imagine that the books they have to look through are probably 3, 4, 5 inches thick of various laws. I mean, there's a law on the books right now that you can be fined $500 for just spitting on the sidewalk. And that's kind of a goofy law, but still it's there, and keep the sidewalk clean. Okay, I can agree with that, but still, it's, you know, when they start usurping these laws to suit their own purpose, then where is it ever going to end, my friend? And, you know, I don't know what you think about it, but I think this president is just, he needs to be, you know, drop-kicked right out of office. And, I mean, I'm not so sure Biden would be much better, but he surely couldn't be any worse. Maybe he'd have a little different take on things, and maybe he'd have a little different spin on things.
Well, you know, the problem with Biden is he might be more successful. Gene, we appreciate it. God bless our great friend,
God
Gene
bless.
Ficuna. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. We go to Lyle in Boise on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Lyle.
Good morning. You know, I can't overly disagree with what the president did last night. There has to be some compassion in there somewhere, because a lot of the problems that the people have there is not their fault. But what they're doing is not solving the problem of future immigration problems. They've got to be able to take care of jobs. People must not be able to get a job here if they're not here legally. Births, they need to repeal the statute that if a child is born here, they're an automatic citizen. Give them an anchor baby, as they say. And for people that do come across and they are set up for an immigration hearing and they never show up, then that should be set up to where they automatically plead guilty and they can be deported at any time they're found. This would do away with some of the people wanting to come here. You know, I can't think of the word I'm looking at.
Well, I mean, Lyle, when the president says this.
And let's be honest, tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of people isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans.
Your thoughts?
Well, it's not realistic to try to track down 10 million people. But I think that what they ought to do is anybody here that's been over 10 years, that's no problems with the law or whatever, should be given the ability to stay here, you know, residency. Never become a citizen so they can never vote. Those that have been here for 5 to 10 years, they can have a work permit if they've got a job. Anybody else within those areas, they can be deported.
Right. Lyle, you need to run for office. Thank you for the call. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News.
That's Kevin Miller, the Big Turkey. Kevin, of course, from KIDO Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
It's always better to give a turkey than to be one.
Larry, I'm writing down here. It's always better to give a turkey than to be a turkey.
Yeah, so seriously, I'm going to put that on a plaque, and I'm going to hang that up on the wall at Channel 7, yeah.
Well,
Kevin Miller quote.
Yes, all right.
Miller's mission comes to an end this Saturday. Get into the Walmart on Garrity today. Give a turkey. Don't be a turkey. With Kevin Miller and 580 KIDO.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, the tones of our great American Idol contestant, David Ferdinand, will be with us, as he is on all these occasions. O from Eagle with me now. O, anything else before we get back to the calls?
Well, I just got a roll. You know, I don't have an anchor baby at my house, so I have to go out and make a living every day, so I got to go. But it's been good. And, you know, I obviously have no more future as an entertainer now that Liberal Steve has banned the letter O from the dictionary, actually stricken the letter. So what does that do to my future? Think about that, Kevin.
You can hang out with Pat from Middleton. He's a rambunctious fellow.
Pat's a good dude. I like Pat okay.
Uh-huh.
And since you won't let me sing, I guess my time here
no,
has
you
come.
Can sing with us.
I can?
If you'd like to sing, but we're going to sing in a couple minutes. It's up to you.
Okay, well, I'll think about that.
We'll have all the group together to sing a song as we do every
right.
time we're here.
Thanks for the great work you're doing out here, Kevin.
Oh, thank you for you, brother. You got any more material you want to hit us with?
No, I
got
to roll. I got to get to work, man.
All right. God bless you.
All right.
And I'll don't be a stranger.
Up. I won't.
And remember, I want those front row tickets for Fallon.
Infidel ham.
That was the line of the day. We go to Mark in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. First off, I got to say, hey, Liberal Steve out there, if you quit eating some of those hallucinogenic mushrooms you got growing around your property, pull your head out from between your legs, maybe you'll stop spewing that liberal diarrhea that constantly pours forth from your mouth that does not make it ever any sense on this station. Now, you know, first off on this whole thing with this immigration, Kevin, what do? You make a problem, you create the problem, and this is how you solve the problem, by breaking laws. This problem with immigration has gone way back even before Obama. You know, if you recall, Bush sent down National Guard troops that weren't even allowing ammo for their guns down there. This is when he was in office. This goes back even before him. For the past 45, 50 years, we've had this issue going on. The anchor, whoever in this country allowed anchor baby law to pass should have been shot for what they did. Because now look at what has happened from then on. We have a combination of both Republicans and Democrats that have caused this problem. They are the greatest problem in this country is our own political system, our form of politicians that we have getting in there. Look over in Europe. Just last week there was a large article in there in the National World section of the Statesman about Italy and how they were interviewing some troops, police officers and a soldier over there, and saying they couldn't understand why their own government keeps bringing in all these Middle Easterners and people from Africa into their country over in there. They were talking about Rome specifically, in the area where they have a lot of crime and problems there. This is not only just in Italy, but this is in other European countries, and I believe some of the Scandinavian countries, there's some of them there that are now really trying to it's causing some of their political actions to move to the right. They want to get rid of a lot of these Muslims that are being brought in there. Why does this seem to be a worldwide conspiracy? And what I'm saying is that Mr. Obama is just the puppet controlled by the puppet masters. Why is this going on in the European countries around in Europe, Italy, France? If you recall back around the time when we had the housing bubble burst there, France had those, what they quoted was used in the media, rioting. They had tens of thousands of automobiles, buildings that were burned, smashed for nights on end.
Exactly. Mark, thank you for the call. We continue on. I do want to thank the Idaho Auto Body Craftsmen's Association for donating 10 turkeys. That's the Idaho Auto Body Craftsmen's Association, led by Body Man Mike. Let's go back to the phones in TPB. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Morning, Kevin. Doing a great job down there. Over 200 turkeys. What are you going to do next?
Well, you know something, the need never ends. So we continue on, and I know we have our friends with the Motorcycle Club. They're coming. They've challenged law enforcement. We'll see what happens.
Well, if you keep this up, you're going to get rid of hunger in the Treasure Valley. All by yourself.
That would be great. That would be great.
Just a couple quick comments. You know, after the president's action last night, I don't think he's going to stop at 5 million, and he's probably going to try to go to legalize all 12-plus million in this country over the next few years. You know, he, if he has to, will go out of office pardoning every illegal and give them a path to citizenship. And I'm not sure what the Senate or the House can do about this, because there's no clear path to stopping this executive order. And that's exactly the president's strategy. You know, the longer the immigrants are here and considered legal, the more they get assimilated into this country, and the harder it will be to get them out legislatively.
Are they really being assimilated, though, when they're not speaking the language, when they're not working legally? They're not being assimilated.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point, and well taken. But
I mean, my friend,
they're the longer
hold on.
They're
my friend, I love you, but why are we having bilingual signs in all these stores?
I do agree. I see that.
Is that assimilation?
You know, we're still in the slowest economy ever after a recession. And bringing these illegals in is just going to put a bigger strain on us economically going forward.
You should run for office.
Hey, listen. You know, after we took a look at the last election, only 36% of the eligible voters came to the polls. You know, that is the lowest voter turnout since 1942. That tells you something about what's going on here. People are just giving up. They don't seem to care anymore.
Just like the jobs. TPB, thank you for the call. 580-KIDO, okay. 848, quickly to traffic.
If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. And to those members of Congress who question my authority, I have one answer.
I am the law. You want to be afraid of somebody? Be afraid of me.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
8:54, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, more of your phone calls on the president's speech. In addition to that, our great friend David Ferdinand is with us. He's going to lead us in song, but we'll be here until Saturday at 6. But it has been the tradition. We always have a great song talking about the wonderfulness of this community, continuing to collect turkeys. Remember when we're talking about give a turkey, don't be a turkey. And we'll hear from Reverend Bill as well. But we're joined by Jason from Nelson's RV. Jason, thank you very much for your commitment, your sponsorship, and for giving us this nice facility to live in. If everybody had a Nelson's RV, I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah, you bet. We actually agree with you on that.
Indeed. And for people that would like to go hunting or something like that in this time of weather, I can attest that RV is hung in there great. I've had no problem sleeping at all, so thank you.
Yeah, the Keystone Hideout is really well built. It's got all the amenities that your high-end units have, and it gives you one at a price point that everybody can, obtain. So for us, you know, Nelson's RV is out in Nampa Caldwell. We're proud to have that product.
So talk a little bit about the community and serving the community, not just, again, giving folks and selling them RVs, but being a part of the community. You walk the walk.
Yeah, you know, we work for a man, Tom Nelson, who's been in this business 35 years. He was one of the only guys on the boulevard back in the 70s, and we're still there. So there's a lot to be said for that. And also, you know, if the guys in this business is doing the right thing and treating people properly, you're going to have return business every time.
Indeed. So what's the big special this week?
Well, we unfortunately winterizing a little bit late, but we all got caught with this cold, and we're taking it day by day, getting people thawed out and back on the road.
Reverend Bill, what would you like to say to Nelson's RV?
I want to say thank you to Nelson's RV, Kevin, and I really appreciate how they're taking care of you, our number one turkey raiser in the state of Idaho. Because were it not for that beautiful RV, you probably wouldn't have made it through the week.
It takes one to know one, and I am one.
You are one, and don't be a turkey, give a turkey. And Nelson's RVs are no turkey.
Exactly. Jason, anything else you want to share with us here?
Yeah, you know, it's important for us to be a part of this community. This is a family-orientated business. It's a luxury business, and you really have to respect that. So when you have people coming in, you want to give them you want to meet their expectations, and you want to give them every possibility to go out with their family, have a good time, and come back smiling. And that's really our main goal.
Jason, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
We're going to go to traffic, and then we're going to go to the songster, David. All right, David Ferdinand with us here at 580KIDO. What would you like to say?
Glory, hallelujah. It's been a week.
Not yet.
Not week. It's a week on Saturday at 6.
Exactly. And leading us a song in praise and inspiration for America, for Idaho.
The battle hymn of the Republic.
All right, everybody.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
Folks, we're here until Saturday at 6. Stop by and see us. Give a turkey. Don't be a turkey. Good day. God bless. We fight on. Love to see you. And we want to thank Brian.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling.